Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Chenjerai Kumanyika. He is an assistant professor of communication studies at Clemson University. The body of a drowned Syrian Kurdish toddler washed up on the beach of a Turkish resort has sparked widespread outrage. 3-year-old Aylan Kurdi was identified after he and his brother and mother drowned, attempting to flee the brutal Syrian war. The Kurdi family had applied to enter Canada, but their application had encountered problems, and so they boarded a boat to head for Greece, but the boat capsized. Father is the only survivor. Meanwhile, in Hungary, thousands of refugees remain trapped at a train station in Budapest, desperate to leave the country so they can head toward other nations like Germany. The Hungarian government has come under fire internationally for not allowing the refugees to leave, but claiming they don't want them to stay. European leaders are struggling to come to an agreement about how to handle the refugee crisis from North Africa and the Middle East, but ordinary Europeans have taken to social media saying they welcome refugees. Well, Chenjerai, the photos of Aylan Kurdi are just unbearable to look at. Will they at last push governments to come to terms with the problem?
Well, you know, the question is, you know, what are they going to do? And there's different viewpoints on what they should do, very different viewpoints. Unfortunately, where you've had a string of right-wing parties coming to power in various places in Europe, the solutions they're recommending are things like building walls and, in some ways, very similar to the kind of rhetoric we hear out of the conservative right in America or in the United States. But you also have, from the Syriza party in Greece, a much more solidarity-based, approach. But I also think that we really, you look at this tragic case of this child. We have to go back a year ago to the Strengthening Canadian Citizenship Act passed last year, which really, treats citizenship as a privilege and not a right. And I'm sure was not unrelated to Canada's decision to deny the refugee request placed by this family. So these things that are framed as current crises actually have long, deep roots.
In Guatemala, President Otto Perez Molina has just resigned and will now face legal charges in a corruption scandal. On Tuesday, the Guatemalan Congress stripped Mr. Molina of immunity, paving the way for the charges. The scandal involves a customs fraud scheme. Mass protests throughout the country, but especially in Guatemala City, had paved the way for this moment. According to the New York Times, quote, Guatemala City's middle class, long reluctant to speak out after a brutal civil war, demonstrated the costs of opposition, joined forces with peasant and indigenous groups. Molina's resignation comes just days before a general election on Sunday. The leading candidate in the polls is a wealthy businessman who has links to Molina and is also implicated in corruption scandals. An electoral tribunal defied popular demands to postpone the election. Well, Chenjerai, could ordinary Guatemalans shape their democracy through these popular protests?
Well, I think we have a really encouraging example of groups coming together. You know, as we said before, we know that Guatemala is deeply divided by class, race, and so forth. But what we saw here was students from the country's three top private universities joined students from the state-funded University of San Carlos, and they got together with religious groups, gay rights organizations, and other citizens, and just staged weeks of peaceful protest. So that protest really played a role in pressing them to figure out what was going on.
And we are going to get Chenjerai back on with us. Can you hear us, Chenjerai? Okay, we're going to call him right back. He was just finishing up his answer on the situation in Guatemala, where the president there has resigned and there will be charges. There'll be a general election on Sunday. Finally, here in the United States, the Obama administration is cautiously celebrating a major foreign policy victory after tallying up enough votes to secure passage of the U.S.-Iran nuclear deal. Secretary of State John Kerry, who's personally participated in the months-long negotiations, gave a speech in Philadelphia soon after it became public that the vote would pass. He said, quote, every threat to Israel and to our friends in the region would be more dangerous if Iran were permitted to have a nuclear weapon, referring to the fact that the greatest opposition to the deal stemmed from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He added, quote, the Iran agreement is not a panacea for the sectarian and extremist violence that has been ripping that region apart, but history may judge it a turning point, a moment when the builders of stability seized the initiative from the destroyers of hope, end of quote. Well, Chenjerai, groups like MoveOn.org and Code Pink have been rallying over the past week in support of the deal. How important is this?
Well, I think it's important. You know, when we look at what the alternatives are here, which is the military option that many here on the conservative side would love us to pursue in Iran, and you also look at, you know, the way that this deal may form unity that will help a variety of countries, sort of coalition of countries, to collectively address the problems in the Middle East. What Code Pink has done is show how those issues particularly affect women and how women have particular stakes, or those interested in women, really all of us have particular stakes, and they're uniquely affected by situations of war and by the conditions of the Middle East. And that particular narrative doesn't always get drawn out by the larger frame. So I think they played an important role in that regard.
Chenjerai, thank you as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.
Chenjerai Kumanyika is an assistant professor of communication studies at Clemson University and our daily newsflash guest expert on Thursdays. This is Uprising. We'll be right back.